This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. Sudanese Army Chief General Abdel Fattah al-Burhan chaired the first meeting of the newly formed Sovereign Council on Sunday, just one day after thousands took to the streets rejecting the military's takeover of power. Sudan's new ruling council replaced the power-sharing body he dissolved last month and excluded members of the civilian coalition that had been sharing power with the military. The council is expected to name a new prime minister after efforts involving the United Nations to mediate between the military and ousted Prime Minister Abdallah Hamdok stalled. Pro-democracy groups led by neighborhood resistance committees are organizing a campaign of civil disobedience and protest against the October 25th coup, with another day of demonstrations planned for Wednesday. On Sunday, Sudanese security forces raided the home of Al Jazeera's Khartoum bureau chief and arrested him, according to the Qatar-based news channel. The African Union Special Envoy for the Horn of Africa says he remains hopeful that dialogue can end Ethiopia's year-long war, but warned in a statement Sunday, quote, such talks cannot deliver without an immediate ceasefire. The former Nigerian president is leading an international push to end a conflict that has cost thousands of lives and displaced 2 million people, as fears of a Tigrayan march on Ethiopia's capital, Addis Ababa, prompts a flurry of diplomatic activity. Kenya's President Uhuru Kenyatta landed in Ethiopia on a surprise one-day visit Sunday, ahead of a three-nation visit to Africa by U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken, who has backed efforts at mediation. Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Wanted Libyan war crime suspect Saif al-Islam Gaddafi, son of slain dictator Muammar Gaddafi and once seen as his heir apparent, registered to run Sunday for next month's presidential election. Libya's first ever direct presidential poll, with a first round on December 24th, would mark the climax of a process launched last year by the United Nations to try to draw a line under years of violence since the revolt that toppled Gaddafi in 2011. Wanted by the International Criminal Court for crimes against humanity allegedly committed during the NATO-backed uprising, Saif al-Islam completed, quote, all the required legal conditions, according to the country's election commission. Libya last Monday opened registration for candidates in presidential and parliamentary polls. Both are slated for December 24th, but in early October, Parliament split the dates of the vote by postponing legislative elections until January. Foreign powers have been pushing hard for both elections to still be held on the same date as agreed at UN-led talks last year. China claims it donated 500,000 doses of COVID-19 vaccine on Sunday to war-torn Syria, which has one of the world's lowest inoculation rates and what the UN has called an alarming rise in cases. The latest shipment raises to almost 2 million the number of such deliveries to Syria in the span of 1 week. United Nations Under Secretary General Martin Griffiths warned last month less than 2% of Syria's population have been vaccinated, and cases of infection are spiking. Damascus last week received more than 1.3 million doses of Chinese-made vaccine Sinovac under the global COVAX program set up to try to ensure an equitable delivery of jabs. And Kuwait released a group of prisoners on Sunday, pardoned by the emir in an amnesty intended to defuse a political row, including Shiite Muslim Kuwaitis convicted in 2016 for spying for Iran and Lebanon's Iran-allied Hezbollah. The amnesty also included former MPs in self-exile abroad and was a key demand of opposition lawmakers locked in a dispute with the government. Earlier on Sunday, the emir accepted the government's resignation in another step to end the feud. Authorities have so far not disclosed how many convicts were released on Sunday, but one lawyer said 20 had been freed. Kuwait maintains ties with Saudi Arabia and Iran, but in 2016 accused Tehran of seeking to destabilize it. Iran denied any connection. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.